Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. So that we get the whole sugi in, we'll start again from Tanur Rabbanan, which is Chav Vav Amud Beis, roughly 5-6 lines before the wide lines. It's Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Yisrael mol eso oivit kechav l'shem ger. A yid is allowed to be a moil for a goy if the goy is intending to be megayer. After all, that's the only one that can go and mala him, because a goy, as we'll see, his mila, we'll see shortly whether it is or is ineffective, but certainly a yid is allowed to go mala the goy l'shem geiris. The ikar halacha is to tell you lafuke l'shem murna deloy. He, however, should not do a bris mila for medical purposes. Besides, a morna zotrashi, a telas sheyesh li ba'ar lo soy. That he's not supposed to go and do moil shaft. He's not supposed to do a mila. What's the reason why? Because we learned yesterday, several times in the Gemara, that when it comes to the akum, loy malin veloy mayridin. So therefore, we don't want to help them in their health situations, and therefore don't perform any surgery. Of course, this is not referring to the concerns of Ava that we have, that if we're not going to help them, they're not going to help us. We're just talking without those considerations. Halacha is, Ayid is not supposed to mal a goy for medical reasons, the loy, period. By the Kachavala Yimal Yisra, we should also not allow a goy to go mal a yid. Why? But Nesha Chashudin al Shvichas Dam, Dibre Meir. So according to the Meir, inherently, there's nothing wrong with a bris performed by a goy. A goyish bris is also kosher, according to Rame. The concern is shvichas dam. This is Rame Lishitose that we had twice yesterday in the Gemara. That's the reason why we don't allow, according to Rame, an oivedes kechavim to be either the mialedes or the meinika for a Jewish child, because we're afraid that chas v'sholem, the meinekes or the mialedes, might chas v'sholem kill the baby. That's Rame. A goy is allowed to be moil the yid as long as there are other people standing around, because then he is noivis that people will see that chas v'shalom is doing something bad. But if it's something just between the two of them and nobody else is around, then we would not allow it even according to the chum. The fact that other people are standing around, that's no guarantee that the goy is not going to go and play some mischief. What's going to happen is he's going to turn or move the sakin in a particular direction, and then he's going to say, by accident, oh, look what I did, I'm so upset, I'm so sorry, etc. Chas v'shalom, he may cut not only off the orla, but cut off part of the gid, and cause this yid, this Jewish baby, or this Jew, chas v'shalom, to be a krishovcha, which would be, of course, very tragic. So therefore, the mayor says, aloi mitan aleph. This is the introduction now to a brisa which we're going to have, and this brisa we're going to go back and forth a few times as to the real mandiyamrim of this brisa. It's talking about v'samar ha-meyer, oi v'kachovim loi. Does a mayor hold a goy cannot mal a Yiddish kind? Why? Because I'm choshi, because he is choshed al shvichas damim or krishavcha. Or a minimum, I'll ask you a kasha. Ir she'ein baroi for Yisrael. You have a city where there is no Jewish moil. V'yesh baroi fe kusi baroi fe evi kechavim. I have two choices. I can give the Jew or the Jewish child to a kusi to do the mila, or I can give it to a goy to do the mila. Which one should I choose of the two? So to Tana Kamer and Meir, Yimel Ayvi Kachav Val Yimel Kusi. Let the goy do it and not the kusi, Divra Meir. Now what would be the svara of allowing the goy to do it and not the kusi? So here, Remeir doesn't talk about considerations of krishavcha or shvichas damim, but here we're talking about the lishma aspect of the bris. And Rashi explains that by the average pagan, the average oiv gechavim, there was no inyan in going and having a bris. And so therefore, when the Christian or the pagan or whoever the goyisha doctor is, or the goyisha moil is, and he's going to do the mila, it's not l'shem avodah zarah, because go into the special religious books, religious treatises, and you can look under pagan, under idol, statue, Marculius, Baal Pa'ar, all the other Avodah Zarah that they had. Mila is not one of the ways that they serve their Avodah Zarah. As far as they're concerned, the Goy can be an Orel his entire life, and many Goyim are. That being the case, when this Oyed Gechavim does the Mila, he's just doing it in the sense as the Shliach on behalf of the Jew. Whatever the Jew asks him to do, you want to do a Mila, you want a Mila, no problem. For, you want to do it for your Jewish God, no problem. You know, he has no issue with it because it's not a religious event as far as the Goy is concerned. However, as far as the Kuzi is concerned, we got a problem. Now, we know that initially there was a big machloikis whether the Kusim are Geri Emes or Geri Arois. True. However, in later generations, unfortunately, they found that the Kusim had established and erected a statue at the top of Har Gerizim. It had a form of a Demus Yonah, and people used to go and bow down to it and go and bring karbonis, and it was a real Avodah Zarah. And from that point on, they were goyzer on the Kusim that they are now considered to be like Goyim Gemurim. That being the case, this is a Goy that does have an Avodah Zarah where the Avodah Zarah includes Mila, because they still continue to do their many of their Jewish traditions, even though they became, in a sense, Goyim, Oiv the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you're going to ask the Kusi to go and do the Mila, he may go and say the prayers from the Siddur, but he's going to go and have in mind for his Demus Yonah, for his Avodah Zarah. We don't want that. That's Dibur HaMeir. So he was talking strictly on religious reasons why a Kusi nisht, but a Goy, yes. So even before we continue, we already see the Stira HaMeir on HaMeir, because even though this Braiser HaMeir says, let the Goy do the Mila, because he has no other religious considerations, that's not a problem. But we have the Shvichas Damim and the Kushavka issue. And nevertheless, Ramey says, yeah, no problem, let the guy do the Mila. It's okay, it's fine. Okay, it's fine. Ramey said a moment ago, Chas v'sholem, Chashud now Shvichas Damim.
Why is there no third choice of simply waiting to the other Jewish Rofei? I mean, it puzzles me. That, I mean, Mila B'zman is a mitzvah, you know, bris so many times, everything, mm-hmm. on the Shabbos. But if you have such considerations, either Avodah Zarah or Shvichas Damim, mm-hmm. I mean, those are big averus that you're
absolutely.
So why doesn't we delay the meal until the baby can be safely come out by a Jewish mom?
We're talking today in a modern society where you have people that fly from one place to the other in a few minutes. Presumably, this is a town where there hasn't been a Jewish moil for the last 25 years. What am I going to do? After, and then before Gorbachev in Russia, it was very difficult to go and find a moil. You had to have a moil come all the way from Tashkent into Moscow. It might take him a week, and he'd have to go and steal through, so to speak. It was not easy in the good old days to get moilim. It's not like we have today. Anyway, the Stira Meir is clear, but before we get to the Teretz, we have to first bring the second man, Yom Rav Yehuda Oimer, Pumfaket, Yimal Kusi, Val Yimal Oiv Gechav. I rather want a Kusi to do the bris, and not the Goy. We'll see the Svar of Rav Yehuda shortly. But in the meantime, we have over here a Stira Remeir on Remeir. Everything more Eipach. Taka, turn it around. Remeir Oimer Yimal Kusi, Valoy Oiv Gechav. Let the Kusi do it and not the Goy. Why not the Goy? Because he's Choshev al Shvichas Damim, like we said a moment ago, or Krishavcha. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oimer Kamulay Kusi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, have the Goy do it rather than the Kusi do it. And now we're going to say this for us, and we said according to Remeir before, because according to Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned about the Shvichas Damim. Presumably it's talking like the Chacham said, that they're Acherim Oimdim Al Gaboy, and therefore we're not nervous that the Goy is going to do something wrong. However, I have to worry about a Kusi, because the Kusi is Mal L'Shem the Avodah Zarah, the Demus Yoina on the top of Har Grizim. Okay, so we've entered Remeir. We made of an Ahapachu. According to this new teretz, Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oivik chachamim can do a bris milah. But Tanya, a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, oivik minayla milah, oivik chachamim she psula chulila b'chas. You cannot have a bris from a goy. It's possible. Shenemar v'ato es brisi tishmor. That is talking to Klal Yisrael. You, Klal Yisrael, specifically the pasuk of the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, of course, was the first Jew, so to speak, and therefore it's saying you, Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and all the doyrus of all future generations after that. Atas brisi tishmor, atas bezarach, bezarach acharech ledoyrei sam. This is a Jewish thing, and therefore a goy is possible to do the bris because he's not a shomer bris. That's not his mitzvah. Aha. Is a bazoi. And now I have a problem. Not remei mit remei. I have a stira Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Because here the price says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oy v'chavim v'loy kusi, a goy can make a bris. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, even b'di'evet, the bris is possible. It's a chastira. Eliyahu v'loy take. But let's go back to the original gear, so the way we had it originally. But now I have a stira, Rameir and Rameir. Because Rameir said in the first price, don't allow the goy to do the bris, because chasid sholem shvichas damim or krus shavcha. And the second brayser and Meir said, yeah, let the guy do the bris. It is the chasid. V'chmayeskinan v'roifei mumcha. When will we allow a guy to do the bris? If he's not just a guy, he's a roifei mumcha, an experienced surgeon, and he is mirsis. He is concerned that he's going to lose his reputation. Can you imagine all of the patients that he has? They're going to hear that this doctor really messed up. Rachmon Litzlan, they called it for a simple bris, and he made the child into a krus shavcha, and people will stop going to this doctor. And it's not only when he is just a professional moil. The Taptoisis says, even if he has to be a gastroenterologist, he's an internist, and his whole business with bris is only 2% of his profession. 98% he's dealing with other issues. It makes no difference. Because once people hear that this doctor messed up, and he messed up badly, people will refrain from going to him any longer. Look at the top choices. Even if Mila, that's not his mumchias. His specialty is not Mila. But he doesn't want that he should have a bad reputation in any aspect of his professional life, career, or reputation, etc. Practice. Even though normally don't allow a goy to go and practice the bris, because Chalila V'chasi may make a Shvichas Domin a Krush Shavcha, if he has a reputation that precedes him as being a professional surgeon, he's not going to want to go and spoil his reputation, and therefore even a mayor will agree, Mutalach, Mutalach, he's allowed to be the doctor. Okay, so we've entered the seat of Meir and Meir. We kept the price the way it was initially. We took away the Venahapachu. And what are we left with? Says Rameir, a regular Moil Agoy. Don't allow him to go and do Milashaft on a Yiddish kid. Because Chasa Sholem, Krushavcha, Shvichazam. On the other hand, if he's a Mumcha Larabim, a Reif a Mumcha, then you can allow him to do the Bris. Freitimara, Besover, Reb Yehuda, Kusi Shapidami. Now that we go back to the original Girsa, let's go back to the Kusi. Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. What did it say in the Braise? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Yimoil Kusi Val Yimoil Oivik Chavim. He says, I prefer having the Kusi and not the Goy. So Rabbi Yehuda Kusi Shapidami. Vatanya, we learned in the Braise, Yisrael Mol Es HaKusi VeKusi Loi Yimoil Yisrael Memneshe Mol L'Shem HaGrizim Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, that's more that Rashi brought before. A Yid is allowed to mal a kusi. A Yid is allowed to mal even a goy, as the Brisa brought it before, presumably for Geirus. Or in the case of the kusi, because the kusi considers himself to be Jewish. So you are going and doing a bris on the kid. That's all right. The kusi lo yimay yisro, but don't go allow the kusi because he has in mind the shemarizim, the Rebbe Yehuda. So now I have a steer of Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda said before, yimal kusi. And here it says, chasu sholem a kusi lo yimay yisro. Before we get to the teretz on the steed of Yehuda, we finish off the braisa. Omelet of Yoisi. V'chi heichon matzino mila min ha-toyro lishma. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that a person has to be malishma? You gotta go and do a bris mila. Doesn't say yes. Hashem yichud kuchabricho and hini mulchanam zuman. He rots a mefanecha. You do the bris. You do the bris. It's basically a surgical procedure. So who says it has to be lishma? So even if a goy does it, even if a kusi does it, also good. As a doctor, Rabbi Yosi, we're going to see the svaras hamachloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi shortly, based on psukim. But at the moment, let's finish off what Rabbi Yosi has to say. Ella mol v'hoylech ad sheteitzin ishmosay. We allow the kusi to continue to mal and to mal and to mal, but Rabbi Yosi ends off with a shtickle, if you will, a shtickle curse on the kusin that unfortunately have left Klal Yisrael and have now gone off to Sodeis Acherim to avoid the Zora on Har Gerizim, and therefore, although Rabbi Yosi says he's allowed to continue to mal, he's saying he can mal until the rest of his life, I should take Sinishmosi until he passes away. Anyway, bottom line is Avastir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. One Rabbi Yehuda says a kusi can mal, the other Rabbi Yehuda says a kusi cannot mal. Make up your mind. Eli Oilam Zodimar Eipach, Kirafchir Meikara. We now turn the tables once again, and we turn around to the mayor and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and the mayor. Aha, okay, so now if we turn it around again, what have we benefited? The stira of mayor is not a problem. We don't have to come onto the roife mumcha teretz anymore. Remember, how did we get into that other brice in the first place? We started with the fact that Rameyer says in our brice, don't allow a goy to mali Yiddish kind, because they're choshen al shvichas domim. He's going to make him chas v'shom akrut shavcha, and therefore don't allow it. I have a brice where Rameyer said, roife oivik achavim yimal, he's allowed to do the bris. We have a steer Rameyer. The Gemara said, Loi kasha, eifuch, go and turn around this Remei. So Remei is not an issue. That's fine. But now we go to Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said in that Braisa, which we were now Mahapuch, that Yimal Kusi, what was the Gemara just said now, eifuch, says Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Oivik Chav Vulei Kusi, if you want to follow it. It's three lines from the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis. This is already the Nahapachu, this is already the Epoch. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oy v'kachavim, yeah, Avanishka kusi, akusi nisht. Now why did Rabbi Yehuda hold kusi nisht? That's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda that we just had now in this new brisa on the Amid Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda says, kusim l'yim al Yisrael, v'meshem mol l'shem har grizim. So those two Rabbi Yehudas are fine. But I have the other Rebbe Yehuda, the other Rebbe Yehuda Batanya, two lines from the bottom, that Rebbe Yehuda says that an Oyvi Kachovim cannot be Mal, but after I switched around the Mandi Yomrim in the Braisa, three lines from the bottom of the Yomrim, it says Rebbe Yehuda Oymer, Oyvi Kachovim should and can do the Mila, Vilekusi and Nishkakusi. So Rebbe Yisai, whichever way you turn, Rebbe Yehuda is in trouble. After we mahapach the brice and it says now Rabbi Yehuda says, a goy yes and a kusi nisht, I have a problem because the brice says on the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, minayin lemila bayt rechav mishi psula, that a goy also not, a goy can't go in mal because it's going to be possible. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, both goy is no good and kusi is no good. It's a shver Rabbi Yehuda. I the kakash of Yehuda and Yehuda. Everything more. I heed of Yehuda nosihi. Oh, that price that we had below. Minayin lamila ba'oidit kechav mishib sula. That's not our Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda throughout Shas Bari is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. This Rabbi Yehuda of that price in the bottom was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Tzvei andra mention. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? The sign. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Oimer. Minayin lamila ba'oidit kechav mishib sula. How do I know? It's possible. Tam Oimer. The Atas Brisi Tishma. Word for word, like the price that we had on the bottom of the Amid. It Baruch Hashem fe'envit the two Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that normally Oyvi Kachovim can do a bris, a kusi cannot do a bris. That stems very nicely with Rabbi Yehuda here on the top of the Amud that says that a kusi cannot mal neshem mol l'shem har grizim. So that's totally consistent. Goy yes, not kusi. Kusi has in mind for har grizim. Avusim mit a goy. Goy is allowed to go and mal according to Rabbi Yehuda lefida Eipuch, why is he allowed to go in Mal? Because he doesn't have any kavana in any direction. Whatever the Yid tells him, Mal, Mal, Yah, Nish, Nish, Yah, he doesn't really care. It's Leimal of Leimoyrid as far as Avoidus Kecham is concerned, because that is not an Inyan for the Goy. Except for the Kusim, that they are Mal Lashem, their Hagris. We have the Brisa down below, the Buddha says, Mila Boy Kecham is possible. That's Buddha Nasi. Good. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the Tamim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Remember here in the Brice on the top, starting on the third line, we had that Rabbi Yehuda holds, don't allow a kusi because he's doing it l'shem ha'grizim. And Rabbi Yossi kind of dismissed that and said, where did we find in the Torah that Mila has to be l'shma? Tzataka, where did we find Mila l'shma? Amar b'chizim ha'itam Rabbi Yehuda, what's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsiv l'hashem himoil. Now this pasuk is taken a little bit out of context. For those of us that have the beautiful Gemara from Rabbi David, we have the Torah Or HaSholem number 2 on the right hand margin, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Boy when we're talking about the Korban Pesach. And the pasuk says, V'chiyogur itcha ger, you have a ger, V'yos hafesach l'Hashem, he wants to bring the Korban Pesach, make sure he should first have a bris mila. Because if you don't have a bris mila, you cannot. Like the pasuk continues on, until he has his bris, he can't have the korban pesach. But as soon as he does the bris, full-fledged ger stands in line with everybody else to participate in the korban pesach. But let's look at the wording of the pasuk. He's bringing a korban pesach l'shem Hashem. He maloi kol zachar. Then he has to go and malim. The simple pshat in the pasuk, of course, is that the l'shem is modifying the korban pesach. That the korban pesach taka should be l'shma, and you should go and bring a korban pesach and say, "Rabbi Shalom, I'm bringing it specially to mekayim this mitzvah yosef pesach l'shem, and make sure, of course, that you have a bris." But the Himo really has nothing to do with the Lashem. It's a separate thought. However, Rabbi Yehuda says by the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu put the two words together, Lashem, Himo, it comes to tell you not only is there a din of Korban Pesach Lishma, but a Bris Mila also Lishma. When you're doing a Himo, it should be a Lashem Himo, not just a physical, a surgical procedure, thank you. It should be a Lashem Himo. That's the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, yeah, that's a separate pasuk.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he didn't want to use that pasuk.
Why didn't he want to use that pasuk? We will see shortly in the Gemara another few lines. The Gemara is going to ask, why do I need this pasuk and that pasuk? Mitchell will address other psukim in a moment. But in the meantime, Jok the Gemara, the reason why it's pasul, according to why it has to be lishmo davka, is because the himoil lashem himoil. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi says, I have another pasuk. Himoil, himoil. And this pasuk goes back to Bereishis, to Avram Avinu. The Kodesh Baruch is saying to Avram Avinu, not only you, but all future generations, himoil, himoil, yilid, beischa, umiknas, kaspecha, vahoyse, brisi, bevsarcham, lebris, hargum, zana, bris, forever and ever, with Avram Avinu, and with his children and grandchildren and future offspring. Now the lashon of the pasuk is himal yimal. Why does it have to say twice? Could have said one time, himal yilid beischa. Why does the pasuk say such a double lashon? Ah, the pasuk comes to tell you a riboy, that we're marve not only Jewish moyalim, but even goyish moyalim. They're also okay. Why are they also okay? Because there's no din of lishma. Anybody, all you have to do is have a good doctor, a good surgeon, who knows how to cut off an arla and fish. You don't have to have anything special.
Well, the kusi will also be good, great Rabbi Yossi, from this reading, because that he's doing lishma over his kacham.
It's not even, but go back to the Braisa. The Braisa is only talking about kusi. Starting in the Braisa, third line, Yisrael molis a kusi, v'kusi l'imal Yisrael. Notice this Braisa doesn't talk about goyim generally, it talks about kusim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no good, because he's mal lishim ha'grizim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no.
So the
Braisa
is only talking about kusi, we're extending it now of the
Avazara. Or we can extend it, we don't need to. The point is, that's the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Do you need mil lishma or you don't need mil lishma? Says Rabbi Yehuda, you do himoil Hashem or Lashem himoil. And according to Rabbi Yossi, himoil himoil comes to be marba, any type of bris, as long as you had a good surgical procedure, makes a difference who did it. Now the question is, what does the other man, the Yama, what does Yoisi do with Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Rabbi Yoisi? Meidach, haksiv l'Hashem himay, what does Rabbi Yoisi do with that Rasha? Ahum pesach said, he said, that's not a kasha on me, because the Pashim Shah and the Pasik ain mikra yotze midei pshuto. The Pasik is talking about pesach l'Hashem, and not l'Hashem himay. The Idach, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Rabbi Yoisi's Pasik? Haksiv himay himay, which seems to be marbe. Like you have frequently in the Gemara, if you don't have a special limud, a special Masoira, Torah is talking sometimes like people talk. In other words, you just said double Torah, which were unnecessary. Just like any lawyer will tell you when you write in a contract, you go and say that this contract will be null and void. Why can't you just say it will be null? Or just void. Or null and void and of no further force and effect. Why do you have to, all these extra lashonis? Of course, the lawyers charge per word, and therefore that's why it's important to add extra lashonis. I can say that because I'm in that profession, so I'm just poking fun at myself. But the point is, the fact that it says in the Torah twice, and therefore there's no particular limud from those words. But we're going to come back to that in Yetz Hashem shortly. Itmar. How do I know that Mila Ba'ovik Chavim is possible? And now the Gemara brings Doru Bar Papa. Doru Bar Papa is famous. Every time we finish off a Masechta, he's one of the 10 children of Bar Papa. That we always say, Doru Bar Papa, Abba Bar Papa, Rabbi Mori Bar Papa, etc. Rafram, the Allah gets a name. You look it up in the Masechta, you see Doru's name is there. Anyway, Doru Bar Papa, Mishmei Derav, Oma Vi'atas Brisi Tishmar. I'm not sure why the Gemara is quoting now a later Amoira. After all, Rav Papa was among the latest Amiroim after Abaye Verova, and Doru Bar Papa is after Rav Papa. He's his son, that's already next generation, when we already had a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Oimer, the same Drasha. Apparently that Braisa was not well known, and that's why Doru Bar Papa said it on his own in the name of Rav, the Out as Brisi Tishmar. Same Drasha as before, that's why Mila by Vichovim is possible. Okay, so now the question is, we're not up to the question yet. Rabbi Yochanan, himol yimol. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have another limud that mila b'ayvin chavim is possible from himol yimol. Now, himol yimol, we always said until now, is a riboy to go and add and be more inclusive. So therefore, that would be a svar to go and say, a mila by a goy or by a kusi would be good. So how is Rabbi Yochanan learning for himol yimol? Seikah chosim in a sefer. Rashi explains that we should read the word himol as if it says hamol yimol. Hamol means someone who is gemalit himself. He can go and mala others. Someone himself has a bris, he's circumcised. He can go and give a bris to others. But a goy that himself doesn't have a bris, he cannot go and give a bris to others. So kum dechois, according to this itmar, this machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, they both agree that mila by a goy is possible. Only question is, what's the makor? According to Rav, it's from ato es brisi tishmar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, is because since the goy himself doesn't have a bris, he cannot give a bris to someone else. What's enough? Give me another two good reasons. So says Imar, a Ravi mohul vegavnuni mol ikibenayu. What happens if you have a goy that did have a bris? For instance, an Arab or a gavnuni. Many of them, especially among the Arabs, since they happen to be enikluch of Yishmael, many of them practice the bris just like Yishmael had a bris. So therefore, now I have a goy that has a bris. Man di omer himal yimal. Eka, according to the one that darshins hamol yimol, someone who's gemalit can do a bris. Nope, he had a bris. He could be kosher to be a moil. Uman yema at the ato es brisi tishmar leka, because even though he has a bris mila, but he doesn't have the bris brisi tishmar. We're talking about the special covenant between a kodesh baruch hu kaviyochel and klal yisrael and avram avinu. That's only us, only Yidden. And Nishka Gavnunis and Nishka Rabbis. And therefore, that would be enough Gemina. So tomorrow, one second, I'm not so sure. Ulamandi Yomar Hamol Yimol Ika. You're telling me that he could go and do a Jewish bris? But now didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Koinim Shani Nenim in Arelim Mutter Areli Yisrael V'yosev Emuli Oivdik Achavim. Is a Mishnah Mesechus in the Dorim. Person makes a koinim, Shani Nehenem in Arelim. I don't want to have any Hanoah from any Orel. Orel, of course, literally means an uncircumcised person. Nevertheless, Mutubat Arei, the Israeli is allowed to have any type of commerce and any type of hanon, given or taken or from a Yid who's an Orel. Why? Because even though physically he's an Orel, but halachically he's considered for these purposes to be like a mol, as if he has a bris. Even though physically this goy has a bris milah, he's still considered to be an orel, an oser b'muli avichom. Alma, what do I see from that Mishnah? The afal gav de mehili, even the goy who had a bris, muli avichom, a goy that has a bris. Kimad loy mehili dami, it's as if he didn't have a bris, he's still considered to be an orel. If he still commits in orel, how did Rabbi Yochanan say, hamol yimol, if he had a bris, he can go and give a bris to somebody else? No. Even if he has a bris, halachically, it's deemed to be as if he had no bris. Garnish mid garnish, zero. So therefore, that nafkimina lechoyra doesn't hold water. Toises asks on the bottom, how can we bring a raya from the Dorim? Because by the Dorim, Helech Acha Loshim Nei Adam, and here we're not talking about Loshim Nei Adam, we're talking about Halacha in the Torah. We don't go after Loshim Nei Adam. So Toises points out that when you get to Mesechus and Dorim and Yetshem in the next Machzer of the Daf, we will find that Legabi, these Halachas of Areli Yisrael and Areli Akim, the Gemara brings Psukim from the Torah to prove that a Gemalata, a Muli Avdichavim, is considered to be an Arel, and Areli Yisrael is considered to be as if he is mohol. In other words, there are psukim that back this up. It's not just Loshim Neyot. Anyway, I'm the Toises, I'm the Sechus Adarim. But getting back to Agmar, okay, so fine. So that nafkemina that you tried to give of a Ravi mohol and Gavnuni mohol falls away. So what is the nafkemina between the time of the Ato as Brisi Tishmar or the time of Hamol Yimol? Oh, there happens to be a genetic problem in this family that every time Nebuch, one of the children in this family, has a bris, Rachmanu Litzlan, Nebuch, they bleed to death or whatever, and Nebuch, the kid, dies. Because of that, the doctors paskin and the Rabbanim paskin that all future siblings, all future children in this family, no bris, because his mamish, sagonis, nefashis, and the koach nefesh is doicha, anything and everything except for the three cardinal sins, and therefore, don't do a bris mila. Okay? So Nebuch, this kind, doesn't have a bris. Now what happens? He now grows up. He's now 20, 30, 40 years old. And he's a professional moyel, or he has the ability to be a professional moyel. Could he be a moyel? That's enough kimina. Leman, the Yamaviata Esprisi, Tishmar Eka. He certainly has the mitzvah of bris. Unfortunately, he cannot do the bris because, unfortunately, it's Sakonis Tefashis. But he has that Brisi Tishmar, and therefore he could be a mal. Leman, the Yamar Hamol Yimal. Only someone who already had a bris. He could be mal. He didn't have a bris, so he cannot go and give a bris to somebody else. Lechoy, that's a good enough kimina. Frank Timor, 1 second. Ulaman Diomar Hamol Yimar Leka. You're telling me because he doesn't have a bris, he cannot go and perform a bris on someone else? What's that? And we go back to Mesechus Nedarim again. Which day Mesechus Nedarim? Koinim Shani Nehena Mimulim. A person who says, I don't want to have any hanoah from someone who is Gemalit. What's that locha? Also, Bareli Yisrael, he has to stay away from all Jews. Not only regular Jews who are mulim, but even Bareli Yisrael he has to stay away from. Why? Because they are considered, for these purposes, to be mulim, as if they had a bris. Even though his loshen was, I don't want to have any hanoah from someone who is gemalit. If there's a goy who's gemalit, he's considered to be an orel, and not considered to be min hamulim. Anyway, what do I see from the Mishnah? Alma, avagav deloy mihili. Even though I have a Jew that didn't have a bris, he is considered to be mulim kimanda mihili domi, because that's what it says. Koinim shani nehana mimulim. I don't want to have any hanoah from anyone who is circumcised. Also, by Reli Yisrael, he's not allowed to have hanoah from a regular Jew who didn't have a circumcision and didn't have a bris. Why? Because he's deemed to be mohol. If that's the case, then even though he has no bris l'choyre, he could be a moil for others. Is vaita no nafkimina between the two drushes? Elikimina, the final nafkimina, and this is what the Gemara stays with, is isha, whether a woman could go and be a moil, or what they would call a mohelet. Leman the Yom Aviata es brisi tishmar leka the isha lav bas milahi. That's not one of her mitzvahs. Of course, it's a mitzvah by all Jewish men, but it's not a mitzvah by Jewish women, because physically there is no such concept of a bris by a woman. So therefore, she doesn't have this brisi tishmar. She doesn't have to be noivis. She doesn't have to be shomeres bris, the bris of bris milah, because it's physically impossible. Why? She didn't have a bris. Isha commanded Mehila Damya. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu endowed the woman that it was not necessary for her to have a bris, so it's as if she's born already gemalit, as if she's already. Oh, so therefore, she could be a Moheles, she could be a Moheles. And therefore, that's the Nafkimina. Freitimar, come on. How could there even be a machloik as the Gabi Isha? Are you telling me, according to the first man Yama, an Isha cannot be a Moheles? Voksiv. We know from the famous story of Tzipoira, Vatikach Tzipoira Tzor, and what did she do? And the pasuk continues on, Vatich Roises Orlas Bino Vatagel Ragla Vatoimer Kichasan Domimatali. So she performed the bris. So are you going to tell me she only performed the bris according to Dora Bapop and not according to Rabbi Yochanan? Or forget? I mean, how is that possible? Elamai Jokti Gemara, Vatik Vatikach Voksiv Vatich Rois. Actually, was Jokti Gemara. On the first Vatikach Tzipoyre Tzor, Kribe Vatakach, and Voksiv Vatichreis, Kribe Vatachreis. What does that mean? The Omrli Inishachrina V'Ovad. Even though from the Pashat Loshan Apostik sounds like she's the one that performed the bris itself, for herself, that's not what it really means. It means that she commissioned someone. She looked up, she googled 1-800-MOIL, and she found over there a Jewish moil. She called him over, and the Jewish moil went and did the bris. I'm not exactly sure who the Inish Achrina was. Right. They're in Midian, on the way to Mitzray. Exactly. Basically, Shabbat Lamaisa, what the Gemara tells us is that Tzipora didn't do it herself. She had somebody else do it instead, so therefore we don't have this Inyan of an Isha. We don't have a conclusive raya of an Isha doing a bris. Or you can even say a little bit easier, because after all, the Lashon Apostle gives Vatikach Tzipora Tzor Vatichreis, it sounds like she did it. She started it off, but Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Hashem came on the scene, and she said, Moshe, I think it would be better if you finish it. Moshe finished it off, and therefore, the Gemar Mitzvah, if you will, was done by Moshe, not by her. She did all the Hachana, she prepared it, she went vikled it on, and she swaddled it, and she had all the oil, which had all the alcohol, and she already prepared the Medigantus, the scrubs, Medigantus Masa. But the Masa, the one that really did the bris, was really Moshe Rabbeinu. And Lechoyer, according to that, that's the first shot also. In other words, when it says the Amul Inish Achrin of Ovad, not that she googled 1-800, but rather she asked Moshe Rabbeinu to go and do the bris. And therefore, although it's a Vatikach that she did it, really Moshe Rabbeinu did it after all.
In the Lashon of Benching, we say, so it seems like
there's a discussion whether women can say that or not, but the Maisa, the meaning is they do say it.
Okay, so it's okay. All right, so you're saying it's not, okay, all right.
Look, the Mishnah Bais. Okay, so with this we've concluded the Gamta business, and now we go on to regular doctors, not into questions of Mila.
There was once where some women's, pro-women's organization, and they started saying about how women should not give up on the opportunity to be Mohelas.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, you know, they didn't want to take, they just, they passed in one way, but they should be kosher. If I would have known this more, then I should have asked them when they should be kosher.
Anyway, the tradition has been for many generations not to have women mehelis, but probably the Yevet, you'd have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch.
If you have a kuti, you can have a guy, a Jewish woman, who's experienced.
Who says you have a kuti?
What? No, I'm saying is if you have this machlokas tenorium about a kuti or a guy, a Jewish woman, I think, would be preferable.
But there's a hay here next to Hamol Yimol Ika. It sounds like that Shulchan Aruch Paskin, but again, you'd have to look it up. I didn't look it up, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisai, but if you're curious, look up Rambam Hilchis Mila, Perik Beis Aloch Aleph, and Tur Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Reish Samach Dalet, Sif Aleph, etc., etc. Anyway, continue on the Gemara, the Gemara Vayta, the Mishnah. Mesrap and Mehen, Ripoy Momen, Avaloy, Ripoy Nefashis. You're allowed to go over to a non-Jewish doctor and get from him ripui mamoin, but not ripui nefashis. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara in Mi'at Hashem three potential pshatim. What is the difference between ripui mamoin and ripui nefashis? Stay tuned. Second halacha is very, very simple. Remember, the mayor from the beginning of our parak has been noivis about the goyim chas v'shalom being choshed on shvicha zamim, and that's why he said don't have a goy perform a bris, and that's why don't have a mialedes, a goy to go and be mialed a Jewish kid, and don't have a menika go and be menika Jewish kid. And now he says don't take any haircuts from goyim because he might miss. Instead of taking the scissors or the razor and going and cutting the head, the hair on the head, he might chas v'shalom go down to the neck, and it could have very, very deadly results, very fatal results. So therefore, ein mistab b'chol mokom. Divrei meir. It's okay, because people are passing by, and therefore you don't have to worry. Avaloy beinoy lebeinoy, but not something between the two of them. In other words, don't have a goy come over to your house, and you're the only two people around, because chas v'shalom, according to the mayor, and even according to the chachamim, I have to be noivis about shvichasam. Okay, let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah, the gabe the refuah. So we said, ripoy mamman, yes, ripoy nefashis nisht. Freitimon, my ripoy mamman, or my ripoy nefashis. How do you define those two terms? Ilema ripoy mamman bischar, ripoy nefashis bechinam. Aha. If you're paying the doctor, then it's okay. Because since he's a professional, he's getting payment. Presumably he's similar to the Roifei Mumcha that we had at the top of the Yomud. He's not going to want to ruin his whole profession, his whole business, his whole practice. And therefore you're allowed to go and have refuah from him. But if it's nefashis, which means bechinam, then how does the word nefashis come to the word bechinam?
Right.
Says Rashi.
Imam Beschar also seems repetitive.
Well, look at Rashi, right after the Mishnah. Ripui nefashis bechinam kloimar me'atzmoi. He's doing it as a good Samaritan, as a nice guy, a Boy Scout. Etc. And Pigalibi Ephraim ben Tzaychar. So we see from this, if you will be so kind and so gracious, and you want to allow for me, Avram, to bury my wife, Sarah, then go and give me contact information and try to contact me, connect me with Ephraim. So we see the word is Yesh Nafshecha means to be nice and kind and gracious. So getting back to our Gemara, Zok the Mishnah, if this Roife is not charging you, he's just graciously volunteering to do it, then you gotta be noivis, because if he's doing it volunteer business, he's not a professional, and therefore he doesn't have to worry about a bad reputation. Everybody knows that if you ask a dentist to go and perform surgery on the heart, there's a good chance he may not make it. So that won't ruin his dentistry, he just won't be a cardiologist or a surgeon. So tomorrow, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, ripui mamay means beschar, and ripui nefashis means bechinam, listening, let it say clearly, misrab mehem beschar, abaloi bechinam. What's the nefashis and mamay, which are kind of, this nefashis is an interesting, it's a beautiful pshat, but lechoyda, it should be much simpler in the Mishnah, schar and chinam. Elzidmo, you're right, brand new pshat. Ripui mamay means davar she'ein bo yisakona. Ripen afashis dovashiyesh poisakana. The ripen afashis is dovashiyesh poisakana. That makes sense. The person's nefesh is nebuch on the line. Zok the Mishnah, avale ripen afashis. If you're talking about nebuch hazah, choyle mesukan, don't go to a goyish doctor, because chamoira, he's going to finish it off, and that's going to be the end of it. But what does ripen mamain dovashiyesh poisakana? What does it have to do with mamain? So Rashi has an interesting pshat, that we're talking about something which is not life-threatening, ein bo sakana, but what the doctor may do is he might add complexities and complications so that the patient will have to come back a second and a third time, so that this doctor will be busy and he'll be able to go in charge for two or three more visits. If you look at the Rashi about 10 lines before the end, ripui mamain makash ein bo sakana, shiyoch lo evik chom lekalkaloi, he can go and machkalia, he can cause tzuris, shetichav lo yoyser, so that it should be even more painful than it was until now, v'yoytzi mamain l'rabapais, and therefore the patient will have to go and pay more to this roife, he'll have to come for a second visit and a third consultation, etc., etc. So that's what it means in the Mishnah, ripui mamain, a ripui which could lead to enhancing the financial status of this doctor, because he'll be able to charge more and more. Okay, so that type of repo you're allowed to do, huh? Not because it'll cost you more money, but we're not talking about life-threatening. But something which life-threatening, do it for Shurish. Frank Timoris, you're telling me that something which is not life-threatening, you're allowed to go to such a doctor. We shouldn't even go to them to go and adjust the blood-taking instrument. What do you mean? What's a blood-taking instrument? So if you look at Rashi again, Rivda Tikusilta, about 8 lines from the bottom, Kli Uman Hamakis Biktafayim. This is a kli that was used by the blood letters that used to go and let out blood. This was a famous thing that they used to do many, many years ago before they came up with blood pressure medicines and the like. So to go and relieve the patient of too much pressure, they would let out blood from the shoulders. Rivda is makas hakli ublaz, that's the famous pindrakli. Kloiman, ikavdali rivda de kusilta shehikizli uman Yisrael. What happens if the Jewish uman didn't do a very good job when he inserted this needle, just like you have today? Sometimes you go to the hospital and the nurses, if they're not well trained, unfortunately sometimes you have to have several punctures until they find the proper vein to go and take the blood. Otherwise, all of the other punctures, unfortunately, are in vain, but not in the real vein. So what happens over here? Jokto de Rashi, unfortunately, the Jewish blood letter wasn't doing such a great job, and therefore it's painful. Don't call over a non-Jewish blood letter to go and relieve the pain. The osir limser guf be'aroyvigachovim, even for something which is such a standard, minimal type of invasive procedure. This is certainly not a sakanas dechoshes. This is something that people did on a regular basis to relieve themselves from too high blood pressure. So getting back to our Gemara, Nochamol, Jokti Gemara, L'choyre, how could you say pshat in the Mishnah that you're allowed to have ripui mamon, which is not life-threatening? Rav Yehuda said that even something which is such a minimal standard type of procedure, even that you shouldn't go to a goy. Therefore, the Gemara concludes with a final pshat. El ripui mamon means behemtoi, ripui nefashes means gufei. Ah, you're allowed to go to a goy to ask the goy to act as a veterinarian, that he should go and work on your sus and on your chamor and on your cat and on your dog. Worst comes to worst, if he kills the animal, no, he killed the animal. But don't let him go and operate on you, because chulila b'chas, that could have fatal, potentially fatal consequences.
The other problems that they all have bestiality with, we had in the other previous mission, you can't entrust your animal.
Yeah, so you mean, so why are we allowing him to work on the... presumably the owner is standing there and watching the whole surgery and all the rest, so he's not engaging bestiality. There are a whole bunch of, it's in the emergency room, there are a whole bunch of nurses, a whole bunch of doctors, so he's not going to do it, only beinoy le beinoy, but not in public. So, Kimar, mind them, Rav Yehuda, now this is consistent with what we said according to Rav Yehuda, for the Rivdi Kusilta Limitsini Minayu, even though we're talking about something standard, customary procedures, anything to do with gufei, don't stay away from the goyish doctor. Good. Omer of Chizda, Omer of Ukva. Now, what happens if the doctor is not operating? All he's doing is consulting for purposes of which medicines we should administer to the chayla. Avim omeloi sam ployni yofeloi sam ployni raloi. Give him medicine X, but not medicine Y. That's okay. Now, why is that okay? Chas v'shalom, he might be telling him to take poison. Kosover shiuli mashal loy, kehechad mashal loy, mashal inish achrina, v'asa u'gabalei roi nafshei. This doctor says to himself, if he's calling me on the phone, or sending me a fax, or an email, asking me for my professional opinion, which medicine I should take, he didn't come in person, he's just consulting. Oh, he might be consulting with Dr. 2 and Dr. 3 and Dr. 4 as well. And if they're going to hear that I prescribed giving medicine X, they'll say, are you crazy? Medicine X would be fatal for someone with your malady, with your sickness. And therefore he's going to be a ruin avshay, he's going to lose his reputation as being a professional doctor, they'll say he's a witch doctor. And therefore, Zokti Yomara, that's why it's permissible to get medical advice in terms of medicines from a goyish doctor. Safik chai, safik mes means that this person nebuch is on the deathbed, and chas v'sholem, it's mamish misukon, and if a doctor is not going to come on the scene, chulila v'chas, there's a good chance this person will not live. Ein misrap mehen, don't call over a goyish doctor. that he's going to be the makif of patish, he's going to pour the last poison down his throat, and that's going to be the end of it. So, stay away. But if you know for sure, in other words, all the local doctors have already said, it's all over, give up, finished, hospice care, 24 hours, we're done, blah, blah, blah. Then what do you do in such a case? Then you can get a refuah. Why can you get a refuah? Zok Timara, add the word vaday. Vaday mes. Ho'ika chayisho. Einuch rami's vaday mes. Everybody's pronounced him a dead meat, unfortunately. Rahman l'slam. But nobody said he's going to die this minute. Even the best doctors will say, it's any minute, it's any hour. He might still live a day or two, maybe 3 days. Maximum a week. But Lemaisa, there is still Chayisha. So why should he be mafke? Why should he give away that Chayisha and go to a doctor, a Goyish doctor? We sing this up in the head. Everything with the Chayisha le Chashin. Even though without the doctor he might live a day or two or three, and with the other doctor, with his Goyish doctor, he might give him a refuah and he might be able to live for a few more years. I'm not worried about Chayisha. I rather have the possibility, the 5%, the 10%, that this doctor has a special ointment, a special remedy, even though is a good 98% Chas v'Shalom he's going to die. He's a vad like mess. But if there's a 2% chance, forget about the Chayisha and go to that doctor. Where do you find that I'm not concerned about Chayisha? Dichsin. The famous story with the four Mitzrayim, Gehazi and his three sons. What was the story? The Gemara only brings part of the story. For those of us that have Reb Dubin's Gemara, see on the left hand margin, you'll see number one. Aram unfortunately had taken major cities in Eretz Yisrael and put them in siege. And Gehazi and his three sons, the Arba Amit Anoshim Mitzrayim, we learn about this at the end of Parshas Mitzrayim, they were standing Michutz Lamachne, which is of course the halacha of a Mitzrayim that he has to be Nishtaleach. Chutz l'sholish machnes, they're nebuch there on the outside of this city. They cannot, says the pasuk, they are in a terrible dilemma. The siege has been ongoing now for quite a while, and therefore no food has been able to be imported into the city, and apparently the local needs of the city were too much, and people didn't have enough food. Rahman al-Islam. It was a famine, a drought, a famine. This is gefährlich. Remember in the good old days, many of the fields of the local townspeople were not in the town itself, but were on the outskirts, just like you find with the Ori Alvim, that the sodais were outside. So the cities were for residential, and the fields were outside, and they couldn't bring in any of the produce into the field. And the stuff in the refrigerator and the freezer only lasts that long, and sinish da. So now Gehazi and the three sons are saying to themselves, what should we do? If we were to go into the city, which we're not supposed to because of the halacha, but what happens if we went in? We're going to die anyway because they're also starving from famine. If we stay here, we're also going to die. You know what? Let's go to Machne Aram. Now even though Machne Aram hate us, they're our enemies, maybe they will have Rachmanis on us. What's the chance? 1%, 2%, 5%? You never know, Mekenish Vissen. But the problem is, there's a good chance they're going to go bang, bang on the spot. As soon as they see us, they're going to go and kill us. So what do I see from this? They decided that we're going to go to the Machne Aram. And by the way, the Gemara doesn't bring this, but what taka was the end of the story? The end of the story was a very, very happy ending. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu that night made noises as if chariots and running steeds of the military were going to approach and take over Aram. When they heard that, they all made a pleita, they all ran away, and by the time Gehazi and his three sons came to the Machne, nobody was left except for plentiful food that they had for themselves, and they were able to afterwards tell all the Eden to come and take from the spoils of the Aram that all had run away. So they all lived, Baruch Hashem. But anyway, beginning back to the morning, how could they make such a decision for Ikka Chayisha? After all, we're talking about if they go directly to Aram and Aram is there, then it's likely all finished. Bam, bam, bang, bang. Yeah, could be 2% that they'll have Rachmanis, but 98% probably not. If they stick around over here where they've been sticking around until now, presumably they'll nest at least another day or two until finally they'll give out from famine. So you see that Chayisha is not a consideration. Elav l'chayisho lechashin, and I'm not noivis about chayisho. And before she talk about how can we bring a raya from Gehazi and his three sons, after all Gehazi nishven kagreis a tzaddik.
He was a Russia.
What does it say at the end of the second Sanhedrin? He's one of the four that doesn't have a chelik l'olam haba. So the before she talk about that. Anyway, if anyone may say, you're telling me that I'm not choishish l'chayisho. A person shouldn't have anything to do with apikorsim minim, because as the Gemara will tell us shortly, apikorsim can unfortunately might convince this person, persuade him to go and leave Klal Yisrael and join Avodah Zarah and do Avodah Zarah.
OTD,
off the derech. Okay, very good. And don't get her for even for Chayisha, even for Chayisha. In other words, even though this person only has a day or two left, don't take a refuah from them. So before we continue on, we already see the stira, because we said a moment ago that Rabbi Yochanan said that Va Daimes Misrap and Mehen, I Chayisha. I'm not knowing this about Chayisha. And here it says, Ein Misrap and Mehen, even if only the person's life is only a Chayisha, it's only a couple of hours left or a day or two left. So that's already the kasha. But before we get to the terrace, we finish off the price. And the price tells us a very dramatic story. Mas ben Doma ben Achoyse Shir Rabbi Shmuel. There's a Mas ben Doma who was the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel. Shekisha Nochash, and unfortunately he got a poisonous snake bite. Ubo Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya Rapoisoi. And Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya came to give the refuah. Now who was Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya? He was an infamous min. Did we ever have Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya? And their answer is yes. Where did we have him? 10 days ago on Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says over there that Rebbe Lezer was being persecuted by the Minun, by the Minim, and then after that, Baruch Hashem, they let him free, and then Rebbe Lezer le'yochlu le'nachemoy, they weren't able to menachem him, he was so upset about all the persecution he had received, and Rebbe Kiva said, Maybe, Rebbe, you once heard of Dvar Minus and you liked it. Right. He says, you know what? It's Tak Emes. What was the Dvar Minus? That Ish Kfar Sechanya came, Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya came to him and said to him, you know, I have a good idea. Even though an Esnan Zoyna cannot be brought for a carbon, but let's use the money, or at least let's use the building material that the person gave to the Zoyna, let's use this to go and build a Beis HaKiseh. And what's the reason why? The reason why we don't use an Esnan Zoyna Beis HaMikdash is because it's a Dover Moos. And a Beis HaKiseh also, in a sense, is Moos. It's not like today that you have the fancy marble-lined the bathrooms, which are the nicest room in the house. Your guests come, the first thing you want to show them is the bathroom. Look how beautiful it is. Anyway, we know what outhouses look like and smell like. So that was Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya's idea, and the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin identifies him as a min, and therefore Rabbi Lezer said that's the reason why I'm being punished, because I liked his pshat with the by using Esnan Zoyna for building a bathroom. So anyway, we've confirmed that he's a min. So Leinicha Rabbi Shmuel said, Aros, I don't allow you to go and operate on my nephew Ben Doma, even though Ben Doma unfortunately was Chayisho and Nebuch was on his deathbed. And now Ben Doma says to his uncle, Rabbi Shmuel Achi, Rabbi Shmuel my brother, he refers to him as a brother, though technically he's really an uncle, maybe they were more or less the same age, or they were in a peer group. Anyway, so he said to Rabbi Shmuel my brother, Hanachloi, let him go and do the refuah of Erpin Mimenu, and let me have a refuah from him. Ah, you're telling me metunish, and he obi mikmanatoyrish mutter, and I'm going to bring you up a fedush a pasuk that this is permissible to go and be misrape, even by a vade chai. Vade mes, even though it's only chai shah, you're allowed to go to a doctor to go and be misrape. For the hispik ligmar sedaber, they were never able to implement it. In other words, to call back Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya to do the surgery or to do whatever he was supposed to do. Achiyot nishmosi until Nebuch Ben Doma, or was it Ben Doma or Bar Doma? Ben Doma, until Ben Doma passed away. And the Maram adds a word. You'll notice it's a gimel. Achiyot nishmosi, Achiyot nishmosi ben mutter. In other words, the final word that he said in this world was vani ovi mikra menatoyri shehu mutter. Then why is that so important that he said mutter? We'll see as the Gemara continues on. And then Nebuch Mes and Nebuchadnezzar passed away. Kol of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ashrecha Ben Doma, Shigufcha Tor, your guf is tar. In other words, with the word mutter. Mutter and tahara are considered to be like synonyms for our purposes.
So the Rebbe's last word was tahar.
Yeah. Another couple of gemaras like that. But here, the mutter is the tahar. Rashi also says, and that's why he says, metara, says Rashi, mutter. In other words, mutter and tahara are the same for our purposes here. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Baruch Hashem, you were not violating the words of your chaverim. Then what did they say? That you're not supposed to go and take a goyish doctor, and chas v'shalom, someone who's poyded together, he doesn't listen to the chachamim, yishchenu nochash, he's going to go and get Nebuch a fatal snake bite.
But he got this fatal snake bite.
Yeah, Gemara is going to ask that kasha. But before we get to that kasha, we have to end for our original kasha. Our original kasha was Rabbi Yochanan said that avadi mes, you are allowed to go to a goyish doctor. And here Rabbi Shmuel said, no, holy levahas, you're not allowed to go to a goyish doctor. That's why the brisa began. Is the chastir. Every morishani minus the mashcha, the aslam mimshach basrayu. Before we were talking about a generic goyish doctor. We weren't talking about a min. Now we're talking about a min. Min is by definition a person who's oduk in avodah zarah, who's like a missionary, and therefore anything the doctor's going to go and say, he's going to say to the patient, okay, before we start the surgery, you have to go and pledge your allegiance to the Almighty and Yashka or whoever his God is. Oh, in such a case, the person might say, okay, I believe in this avodah zarah, whatever it has to be. So therefore, there's a difference between a regular guy and between a min. A very easy tact. Good. Oh, my. Baruch Hashem, you weren't oiver because Cholila v'chas, you would have gotten a snake bite by violating your halacha of the chachot. We're not talking about a person over here that had a heart attack. We're talking about a person who once had a snake bite. So he's saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, you didn't get a refuah from that doctor, because had you gotten a refuah from them in, then you'd have gotten another snake bite. You know, first let me deal with my first snake bite, and then I'll worry about the second. Moreover, if that doctor is able to go and save you from the first snake bite, presumably he has an antidote that works for the second one as well. So, you know, what are we talking about snake bites? Everything, Gemara, no. Chavi the Rabbanon, the Leslie Asusa Klal, the snake bite of the Rabbanon, there is no refuah. In other words, number one, lav dafka, real snake bite. In other words, this maybe is just an expression, yishchenu nochash. But even if it is an expression, even if we're talking about mamish a nochash and not just an expression, even if we're talking about a real snake, this is a poisonous snake that there is no antidote. So even though this Yaakov Ishkvar Sachanya might have been able to go and save him from the first snake bite, but the second one would have certainly been fatal according to everybody. And therefore he said, don't do it because that will really be fatal. Okay, so that's the end of the story. Remember, Ben Donma said to his uncle, "Uncle, please let Yaakov Ishkvar Sachanya be the doctor, because ani ovi mikra ben atoyre shu muter." But lehispik ligmor es hadavar. So what was he going to say? He was going to say v'chay bem v'loishi yomus bem that einach anami minus is taki gefelach and a goyish doctor is gefelach alts emes. However, the Torah says v'chay bem the pikuach nefesh is doicha everything. Freitimor Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with v'chay bem v'loishi yomus bem? Hanimili betzina v'vesiloi. That's only if you're doing it quietly. But out in the open, those tovenish. Now, the Gemara doesn't address how was this surgery on this Ben Doma going to be Befahesia, but presumably he's in the Mefarshim, that had Yaakov Ishkvar Sachanya been able to go and save him, then the Minim would have made major propaganda, and they would have said, everybody knows that Ben Doma was on his deathbed, he was a Vadai mess, like the Gemara called him before, and the Olam had already said to him 12 times, and unfortunately, Sinish Geholfen, they brought the Gresta Doctorium and the Gresta Professorin, the Sinish Geholfen, and Yaakov Ishkvar Sachanya, you know how he was able to? Because he's a religious man. So that's going to go and show that the religious minus
physics to their cause.
Exactly. So therefore, Betzina Taka would have been okay. Chayben, Befehesiloy Dushanish. Where do we see Rabbi Shmuel makes this distinction? The Sanya. Hey, Rabbi Shmuel, Oyim and Einshim, Oyim and Leilu Odom, Avoid, Avoid, Ischechom, the Alte Horeg, Shiyavid, Vaal Yehoreg. Now, anybody that learns this Gemara immediately jumps up and says, ah, what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? Chas Visholim. He says, if a person comes to Avoid a Zara, how do you know if they force you, im oimim le'odim, here, You have a gun at your head, and your money or your life, or your religion or your life. Go and do avodah zarah al tiharik, and you won't be killed. How do you know shi'avad the al yaharik? That although Rabbi Yishmael holds that, that is not the majority opinion. The majority opinion, of course, is not like Rabbi Yishmael, but holds that on the three major cardinal sins of shvichas davim, avodah zarah, and gilui aroyos, if a goy comes to you and says avoid the al tiharik, then you horig the al yavor. You should go and submit chas v'shalom to misa.
Resist,
and
not submit, resist at the expense of your life.
But if it means chas v'shalom, expense of your life, you have to be willing to give away your life. But Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Gabbai Avodah Zarah. He does agree with Gabbai the other two. That was the Gemara we had in Masechet Sanhedrin. But getting back to Argamas, Rabbi Shmuel holds that even by Avodah Zarah, the din is like any other Aveira, any other mitzvah, other than the other two. That what? That rather yavav ayaharik. How do I know? Tamalim v'chayda. V'loi shiyomas ben. However, says Rabbi Shmuel, yochal filo v'fasya. What happens if this is going on in the middle of the street? Tamalim v'loi sechalu eshen karchi. Now how do you know that this is talking about in the middle of the street? So now you have to go to the end of the pasuk which the Gemara leaves out. Number four. V'loi sechalu eshen karchi v'niktashi besoich v'nai Yisrael ani Hashem mekadishchem. And you know we learn toich toich to go and tell you besoich toich means at least 10 people. Exactly. So therefore, v'loi sechalu eshen karchi, if 10 people are present and they know about it, that's a chil Hashem, and that's why b'fehesya this is prohibited. Here too, in our case, if Ben Dama would have allowed himself to get a refuah from the Yaakov Yishvaz HaChanya, it would have chas v'sholem been achil Hashem b'fahesya, therefore this would have been prohibited. So we'll end the mitzvah, continue on tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.